Welcome to After Dark with Rob and Andrew on America Out Loud, available on iHeartRadio, Spotify, Stitcher, Apple Podcasts, or Pandora. Or as always, head on over to AmericaOutLoud.com and check out all the great articles and podcasts. And you will be busy for hours with countless hours of content over at AmericaOutLoud.com. We hope you guys all had a happy new year. We're back here on After Dark with Rob and Andrew. The new year here in America Out Loud. 2022 is going to be a big year. We're looking forward to it. Of course, we've got the midterms later this year, and hopefully we're going to turn the House and Senate red, and things will be much different in our country a year from now. You know, over the weekend, a lot of people were bashing Governor Ron DeSantis for being quiet recently. He hasn't been out in the open. I believe it was 11 days since he last appeared on camera. And of course, liberals want to distract from the nationwide coronavirus cases. So they just want to focus on Florida's cases. And they're saying, oh, Florida's got record number of cases and Governor Ron DeSantis is nowhere to be seen. Well, it turns out Ron DeSantis was nowhere to be seen because he was accompanying his wife to cancer treatment, while critics and mainstream media were claiming that he was missing and acting like he was being lazy. This is just irresponsible reporting once again from the mainstream media. They knew that DeSantis' wife had breast cancer and her diagnosis was in October and she may be receiving treatments now. To go after a man who is taking care of his sick wife, it's just disgusting. And to think that they are trying to claim that Ron DeSantis is the lazy one when the resident Biden never does anything. This guy's schedule is so light. I mean, he's got time to do anything he wants. Rob, what were your thoughts on Ron DeSantis being criticized for accompanying his wife to cancer treatments?
Well, Andrew, that's a lot. And I do have commentary on that. But first of all, I want to thank everyone for joining us on this new year, 2022. Hope you guys had a great New Year's night, great New Year's weekend. And we are back at it again on After Dark with Rob and Andrew on America Out Loud. Needless to say, we are thankful that we're able to be here for this new year, and we're looking forward to some exciting things on the platform. So again, thank you for tuning in. And as always, as Andrew always says, share the broadcast. Share it, because we need our voices out there. This year is going to be a very decisive year as to if we're going to be up or down. And we've got to get our voices out there so that people will hear alternative news. And when I say alternative, I'm not saying that it's something, the spinning of the news, but I am saying that it's alternative in that we're giving you the truth. We're telling you what they aren't telling you. They're going to report on it their way and miss a lot of stuff that's in there. As Andrew said, look at Ron DeSantis, the governor of Florida. Florida never shut down. Florida was like business as usual. Now, of course, the left didn't like that. They wanted to attack him. Well, he should shut down. Oh, their numbers are up. It's like, you're concerned about Florida. What about New York? What about the blue states? What about the numbers are up? And when I say the numbers are up, that does not mean that people are dying. That does not mean go out and we're at the last line and we got to go out and buy up all the tissue. Not saying that at all. Of course, the media wants you to do that. Look at California. You look at these states that are blue, that are semi-shutting down or trying to shut down. Look at New Jersey. Look at Connecticut. Well, we're going to do hybrid learning and we're going to do this because we're afraid. Andrew, when I went home for Thanksgiving, home in Arkansas, left New York and went home, it was business as usual. I got ready to go to a restaurant to eat. And I told my family, wait, I've got to get my card. They're like, what card? I'm like, my card showing that I was vaccinated. It's like, you don't need a card. I'm like, really? It's like, no. Arkansas, red state. Now, some of you are probably saying, what does he mean by a card? Just in case you forgot or you weren't watching our show, I got both vax because I have an underlying health condition, which is in remission. I'm okay. Thank you for your prayers. I'm okay. I have not got the booster. I doubt that I'll get the booster right now. But I say this to say they're concerned about him in a red state. No focus on the blue states, no focus on New York, whereby Andrew Cuomo killed, murdered 28,000 plus individuals in the nursing homes. He's not been charged with it. And yes, he resigned as being the governor, but he resigned because of an alleged sexual harassment charges, which some of them are falling apart and they're not going to prosecute him. So he might just walk away scot-free. The media isn't being harsh on him. He's somewhere on a boat sailing on the Hamptons with his nipple ring on and probably trying to find some woman. Whereas Governor DeSantis in Florida, following the science, said, let's look at this. We'll protect our people. We will protect the most vulnerable in the nursing homes. We will make certain that they have a mask and that they get the vax because they have underlying conditions. They're old and they have other issues. That's our first order of business. Everyone else, do what you need to do. For one, make certain that you're exercising. Make certain that you're in good health. Looking after Florida, a huge state. But the left does not like that. And you know why they don't like it? Because he's the counter of President, how dare I say that, of President Biden. Who, Andrew, has been hiding, has not been out. He's right now in Delaware on the beach, on a beach, he and his wife with their new dog, Comrade, or I don't know what the dog's name is. But they're on a beach. We saw a picture of them on the beach walking. He and his wife and his new pet puppy, a German Shepherd.
Jeez, I hate people like that who can't take care of the animals they have and then they just continue to get more.
Oh, yeah, because you know the other dog, he mysteriously died after biting someone, but suspiciously, you know, mysteriously. But yeah. Here's a point I want to make. He's on a beach. Well, anyone can walk on a beach, right? But he and his wife, the first lady, she's without a mask. Joe has on a mask on a beach. There's no one else on the freaking beach. Why does he have on a mask? But he's on a beach and everyone, oh, look at Joe. Look at Joe.
They're so easily impressed with Joe Biden. It's so ridiculous. Impressed. I seen the other day, there's a picture of him in his house in Delaware and he's on the telephone. And so they were tweeting, see, Joe's not golfing. He's on the phone with Putin. It's like, I could tell you right now that was a stage photo, because if he was really on the phone with Putin, he'd have a room full of handlers telling him what to say.
Right. But like you said, they're so easily impressed with things that he's doing. Oh, Joe, he took a poop. Oh, Joe, he walked outside. But Andrew, we have to take a step back and look at this. There's a reason why they're so easily impressed, because remember, he's of a certain age. He's hitting 80. He's forgetful. He's senile. Sometimes he confuses his wife with his sister and vice versa. He calls Kamala Harris the president of the United States. He refers to Dr. Fauci as being the president. He doesn't know any of his cabinet members. When he went to a disaster area, he called a black man a boy. No one said anything about it. So that's the reason why they're so easily impressed. But on a beach with a mask on, whereas Governor DeSantis, he's gone to take care of family, God, family, country, but they're going to attack him. And then once they find out where he was, okay, next, they don't care because they want that to stay in your head that he's been missing for 11 days. It doesn't matter that they found out that he was with his sick wife who has cancer, breast cancer, and was in treatment. They don't care about that because they're afraid that he's outperforming Joe Biden in a state that they want, a red state, a state where former President Trump is right now. And just in case he doesn't run for the president and DeSantis run, the media has to dirty him up. These guys are no good. No, I just pieced this all together for you. I'm not lying about it. Do your own independent research. And if you would like, you can even go to CNN at their website and you will see the same thing. The truth is there. But the only difference is that it's hidden at the very bottom of the story. Once they've gotten through their propaganda and spinning, then they'll tell you the truth. But it doesn't work that way.
And the left playbook has gotten so predictable. Whenever you see a bad story come out about Joe Biden, like the record number of coronavirus cases, and Biden's taken a lot of heat, you know that they're going to try and deflect and blame someone else. In this instance, they went ahead and blamed Ron DeSantis in Florida for all their coronavirus cases, even though, as you mentioned, it's blowing up all over the country in New York, California, Illinois, blue states and red states alike. Coronavirus is just spreading right now. It's that time of the year. Yet here they are deflecting, sticking up for President Biden, and trying to shift the blame on Ron DeSantis. Usually when it's bad news about Biden, like Afghanistan, they just try and blame Trump, but here they are blaming DeSantis as well.
Well, they have to blame DeSantis because they want to try and injure him just in case he decides to run for the president in 2024, or just in case if Trump decides to run and say, hey, I'm going to tap him to be my VP, they want to damage him. But here's the other thing, Andrew, that I think that everyone should consider about Florida. They're saying that the numbers are up. Now, when this virus first hit, Florida seemed to have been immune. There was nothing there. But as soon as we approached the warm months, people started looking at Florida. Oh, the vacationers. Oh, the kids coming in for spring break. It's just going to be a cesspool of the virus, according to Joy Reid, who happens to be, she should actually be known as Joyless Reid. But hey, to each his own as far as naming your child. But they were looking at Florida hoping, this is how demented these people are. They were hoping that the numbers would escalate because you do have an elderly population in certain parts of Florida, that the numbers would go up and they would see a huge death, then they could blame Governor DeSantis, but it didn't happen. So now they're looking at Florida again and they're saying the numbers are up. Well, this is what I would submit to you all. If the numbers are up the way they say that they are, look no further than the blue states that are sending their residents to Florida to vacation. They're sending their residents to Florida to move. Why? Well, because Florida is a governable state. Florida has a governor who's a Republican. Florida has a governor who's not going to do this mandy-pandy stuff with crime. He's going to be tough with crime. So you have these blue state individuals that have screwed up their states. So they're leaving California, they're leaving New York. And if you look at the numbers, I mean, New York and California, they're losing residents. And where are they going? They're going to places like Florida and to Texas. Why?
Yeah, they're so concerned about the virus. They're going on vacation to Florida and Texas. You look at Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez. I mean, she pushes this vaccine as much as anybody, but trust the science. And here she is photographed maskless in Florida, eating lunch outside, enjoying her Florida vacation, which, hey, don't get me wrong. I know people who work in government. They like to go on vacations just like I like to go on vacations. I'm not criticizing her for that. I thought Ted Cruz got unfairly bashed a little bit for going to Cancun. I realize the conditions in Texas at the time weren't the greatest. But my thing here on AOC is just the hypocrisy of her to go to Florida on her vacation of all places after she's going to come out here and grandstand how she's so worried about the virus and Ron DeSantis is doing such a bad job in Florida, yet here she is going on vacation there. If she was really so concerned about the virus, why would she go on vacation there? She's not. She's full of crap.
She's not at all. And people don't see this. There she is in Florida with her boyfriend drinking a martini. And I got to just, when I say her boyfriend, who is a boyfriend? The enemy, according to the left, a white man. Now, why is she dating a white man? He's supposed to be the enemy. He's the oppressor. So there she has the white man in a red state having a martini. But she goes back to D.C. and she laments about white men being the oppressor and how Florida is a bad place. But yet and still, she's in Florida right now. While the numbers in New York are up, why isn't she in New York? Why isn't she in her district trying to make certain that the people who could have had jobs thanks to Amazon, but she booed Amazon out, why is she looking at those people and making certain that their needs are taken care of? But she'll come back the first of the year. Well, they were after me because, of course, it's the anniversary of Jan 6. And we'll talk about that. The celebration, the planned celebration for it is ridiculous. But so she's there along with all these other liberals. Now, the question that I propose is, why are they there taking their filthy germs? Because you know that they're not going to obey the rules. They'll get to Florida and, oh, mask off. I don't need the mask. Florida doesn't require it. Oh, I can go eat wherever I want to eat. I don't need the mask. So bringing their germs, spreading their germs in Florida. And then they want to lament, oh, the numbers are so high. Well, if you were to leave, maybe the numbers would go down. If people stop trying to move to Florida, well, who are the people? Liberals moving to Florida because Florida knows what's up. It has a government that works. So let's leave all of the liberal states, the blue states that we've messed up. And now let's go and mess up the red states. Oh, you can come, as Andrew said. You deserve a vacation. But leave your liberal ideas behind you. Better yet, just take those ideas and flush them. Because we don't need them in these red states that know how to govern. It's unbelievable, the audacity of these individuals to attack a plan that's working, and then they go in and benefit from it. I would guarantee you that everyone on the House, the ones who've become millionaires off of the government money, your taxpaying dollars, have vacation spots in Florida or lodge in Texas, but they'll go back to the blue states and just wreck it completely and complain about it. And once they've done it, here's the kicker, Andrew. Once they've destroyed these states and they've complained and lamented that this is not right and this is not working right and that the minorities can't do this, minorities can't do that, they will all at once decide to allow the minorities a chance at office. They will elevate them to being the mayors and the speakers of the House and this and that, influential figures, so they think, or so they say. Whereas these states or cities have been ruined. Look at Eric Adams, the incoming mayor of New York City. De Blasio, the former mayor, 8 years that he destroyed this city after having Giuliani and Bloomberg. Prosperous years. This guy comes in, takes a wrecking ball, and just destroyed everything, he and his wife, Charlene. And now they're gone. He's thinking about running for governor. No one is going to question him about how he used the taxpayers' dollars to chaperone his children backwards and forwards to school and his daughter to rehab because she's a druggie. His wife had millions of dollars that she's supposed to use for a drug rehabilitation program. She squandered it. No one's going to ask her, Charlene, where is that money? But yet and still, we saw them on New Year's night dancing around, prancing around, while the mayor, the former mayor, de Blasio, came out and said, Andrew, that lockdowns don't work. It's ridiculous. What? You're the one who was implementing lockdowns when the virus first hit. Now you're changing your mind? The same mayor who, before he left, decided we want all private employers to test their staff. They have to. We're going to make it mandatory. And all children, 5 and up, in order to participate in an extracurricular activity, must have one of the shots. What? Children? Who, if they get the virus, they'll bounce back? Guess what? My kid tested positive. Not one day has he been down and moping. This kid has been playing nonstop and eating and talking. He's 8 years old. Now, he had a low-grade fever, but that didn't stop him. He's still going. He tested positive for COVID. School is getting ready to open. He has to be tested again. They're telling me, oh, well, he can't come to school if he tested. Why not? It's probably a cold. No, they didn't tell me if it was the Omicron or the Delta or the first one. They just said he tested positive. Like, okay, so maybe he just has a cold. No, of course, I've gone in and I'm waiting for my test. By the next time we air, they might tell me that I've had it. I've been tested so many times, but they keep telling me that it's negative. Go figure. Now, while we're talking right now, I'm going to keep checking my phone just to see if they send me something telling me, oh, you test positive. What I'm trying to say here is that we will survive. They want to scare us into submission and to turning over all of our rights to them, that we can't have a say-so. And that's exactly what the former mayor de Blasio wanted to do. But now he's leaving office. He'll probably jet set down to Florida, he and his wife, take off their mask, walk on the beach, laughing at all of us, all the people that voted for him, for 8 years. I didn't vote for him because I knew the guy was a buffoon. But you have liberals here that will swear by him. And then they get mad, Andrew, when things don't go their way. Then they get mad when you have to walk around on the streets and step over human excrement. Then they get mad when you have homeless people running rampant in your neighborhoods. Then they get mad when they have to go to a restaurant and they have to put on a mask, or the schools are shut down. Oh, this has affected my way of life. But why did you vote for him? You knew what you were going to get. Whereas you look at someone like DeSantis and you will attack him viciously, but yet and still when it's time for vacation, where are you going? Oh, I'm going to Florida. I'm getting out of here. Well, getting out of what? This is what you wanted. This is what you created. So why do you want to go to Florida? Because Florida is open. You don't want that. You want your freedoms taken from you. You want people to tell you what you can and what you cannot do. So why go to Florida? I don't get it. It makes absolutely no sense. But this is where we are in society. And if people were to stop and think, and I'm talking about people who claim to be educated, to have all these degrees, Andrew. You even have doctors that are falling for this. And of course, they're probably doing it because they're getting a kickback. No, again, and we have said this on the show before, Andrew. The virus is real, okay? Just like the common cold is real. Now, I question the flu, Andrew, because no one is talking about the flu anymore. No one has been dying from the flu. No one has gotten the flu. It's always the virus. The virus. This person has the virus. They have the COVID. They have this. They have the variant. They have the Delta. They have the Omicron. Take it seriously, people. Take it seriously, just like you would take a common cold seriously. Protect yourself. But one of the things that I would definitely recommend that's not out there, and I'm no doctor, but I'm just reading the science. One of the things I would say is, if you have a New Year's resolution, get out of the house and exercise. Stop sitting at the table eating. People always come up with this New Year's resolution. Oh, I'm gonna get in shape. Okay, let that be the top of your list if you want to fight this virus. It's just like the common cold. If you take care of yourself, you eat right, take your vitamins, if you can take vitamins, or just eat right, fruits and vegetables, drink plenty of water. If you do get this virus, you will be okay for the most part. But if you're teetering backwards and forward, if you have an underlying condition, by all means, you should speak with your healthcare provider and say, am I a candidate for this vaccine? Should I? But don't allow the left to screw with your head and your knowledge and your common sense. Don't live in fear, because a lot of people, I do believe, that are dying and just completely down and out is because they've lived in fear. The moment they've been given the diagnosis, you have the virus. Oh my God, they just freak out. Oh, I'm going to die. When I told my kid, Andrew, that he had it, he said, oh, okay, can I go play now? Now he knows what it is because they're constantly talking about it at school. And when they first heard about it, he would say, if someone got it, oh, are they going to die? But he was like, oh, okay. Can I go play now? I'm like, sure. I'm not going to scare my kid. I'm not going to allow him to grow up living in fear so that when the government says something, he doesn't question it. He just goes right along with it. I'm not going to do that either. You know, some people, they will do it. They will do that. They will live in fear and they will allow the government to tell them what to do. But once they've had enough, they'll, oh, well, I'm going to sneak outside. I'm going to go to Florida anyway, and I'm going to do this because this is too repressive, this state that I'm living in. I don't believe this, but you designed it. As we've oftentimes said, Andrew, it's by design, and the designers seem to be completely unaware of it, that they designed this chaos. The number of people that hang their hat on what Dr. Fauci is saying and not questioning, wait a minute, this guy has just like been all over the map. And now he wants to look at, well, let's change the definition of fully vaccinated. You need a booster. I'm not against the booster, but if I'm going to get the booster and then another booster and then another booster, why don't he just comes out and say, well, you know, folks, we're trying to follow this thing and it keeps changing. And maybe we should consider it for some people, not for all. Speak with your healthcare provider, because me, Dr. Fracci, I haven't seen a patient in years. And maybe he should get someone else to come in and talk with him about this, besides Dr. Bird, or wherever the scarf lady is. Because right now, President Biden seemed to have just given all of this to Dr. Fracci. So that in the end, again, it's by design. In the end, his handlers are thinking, when the truth does come out, you can just say, you were listening to Dr. Fracci, and then let him take the hit for it. Whereas Dr. Fracci is scratching his head saying, oh, I got to be careful because they know that they'll throw me under the bus. It's all political. They have made it political. They're not looking out for our best interests, Andrew. And it's sad.
Yeah, well said, Rob. You guys are tuned in to After Dark with Rob and Andrew, available on America Out Loud via iHeartRadio, Spotify, Stitcher, Apple Podcasts, or download the America Out Loud app to keep track of all the great shows. You can find us here every weeknight, 9 Eastern, 8 Central, and 6 on the West Coast. We'll be back with more After Dark with Rob and Andrew.
Let's get real, let's get loud. On America Out Loud Talk Radio, this is McCullough Report. I want to put in a quick word and a solid word for Healthy Cell. Healthy Cell is a product line of gel-packed, multi-source vitamins and supplements that are targeted, I think, particularly to help patients recovering from COVID-19. That's my most frequent recommendation to patients in that application. The long COVID syndrome has a variety of neurologic as well as neuromuscular effects on the body. And as I revealed today on the McCullough Report, we now know the virus is in the body for a long period of time, even up to 230 days after initial infection. So we need everything that Healthy Cell has to offer. Three products that I have in my house used to boost the immune system. We need it as we're fighting off COVID-19 over a long period of time. The focus and memory product, particularly helping with brain fog and that frustrating set of neurologic and actually psychiatric sometimes symptoms that develop after COVID-19. We get so frustrated with that brain fog and that fuzziness. As we know now, the virus is in the brain. And then lastly, the REM sleep supplement, which restores the healthy sleep quality that no other supplement does. You know, many other sleeping medications and supplements simply force people into sleep, what's shortening the sleep latency. That's the variable in a sleep study. This Healthy Cell is completely different. It actually improves the sleep quality. And the concept here is that when sleep quality improves, one gets a more restful night of sleep, the next day is better. So therefore, there's better opportunity to exercise and have a healthier diet. There's fewer stress hormones. And then the next night of sleep, again with Healthy Cell REM sleep supplement taken on a consistent basis, is another quality night of sleep. And then that very favorable pattern sets in the human body. One of the things I tell patients is on vitamins and supplements, use them daily and use them consistently. They're not start-stop types of products. We use them daily and use them consistently, and then expect over several months, you'll start to see changes in your body. And with this product line, I can tell you, you'll like what you feel. So let's get real, let's get loud on America Out Loud Talk Radio.
Year upon us, time flies when you're with people you love. Cheers to another year together, my fellow Americans, and thank you for being part of the journey. Life, liberty, and the pursuit of 2022 is upon us. Happy New Year, my fellow Americans. America Out Loud Talk Radio. Liberty and justice for all.
And we're back with After Dark with Rob and Andrew. This is the new year, 2022. Glad that you guys could join us. And as I said, the top of the hour, we're looking forward to 2022. And we are looking forward to bringing you more news, more events and things that are taking place, dissecting the real news and presenting it to you, because we know that the other side will not do it. Read in the news just the other day about CNN. Not only do they have one producer who they're now looking at as trying to have sex with kids, but another producer, Jake Tapper's producer, they're looking at him also. And this is supposed to be CNN, the most trusted news out there. Looks more so like they're like CNN, the deviant news that's there. So again, you got to come to us if you want real news, nothing against the others. And just speaking of real news, Andrew, something that I was thinking about during, as we're entering into the new year, and we spoke about this before, I think the conservative news has got to wake up and realize that the left cares nothing for them. They don't want them in existence. They want to eradicate them. In other words, they want to just get rid of them altogether, get them off the platform. Fox News has the largest audience so far. So you have them going against CNN, MSNBC, Washington Post, New York Times, and all these other liberal outlets. Fox News needs to wake up and realize that they're not your friends, okay? Because we have too many people on Fox News trying to coddle to these individuals. Now, I know they have commentators and they have their news. But when it's time to give the news, you need to be straightforward and give the news the way it should be and stop trying to play around with these guys. And I say that when you look at Jan 6, how they are so wishy-washy. They're wishy-washy with how they report on Biden, knowing that the guy is senile. As a journalist, you can say he lied about this when you have the evidence. But they won't do it. They'll dance around. And they'll try to make excuses. Well, you know, the president, we have to take into consideration that no, we don't have to take any of that into consideration. Just report the news, report the facts, plain and simple. But they won't do it. You have Newsmax. I mean, I take my hat off to Newsmax because they're trying to come up and they're trying to support the news. Now, some would say, well, why even mention them? Because you guys are on your own platform, right? We're on our own platform and we're doing our own thing. But we need to band together to make certain that we're putting the news out there.
Exactly right. And I just want to point out, unlike Newsmax here at America Out Loud, we have no vaccine mandate.
Bingo. No vaccine mandate. And why would you? I'll say it again. And I'm like almost at a loss for words. The virus is real. The vaccine has its purpose. The efficacy is there, especially if you have an underlying condition. But to try and mandate it just because you want to be part of the group, the in-group. And maybe, Andrew, there are people that are working there that are living in fear because they've managed to allow the left to scare them all up. I mean, to be honest, I would not feel comfortable going to some open area with people that are coughing and sneezing and all the other stuff. I'm a germaphobe. I would not feel comfortable. So once this is all over, when I go on the subway, I'm going to put my mask on because there's filth on the subway, because the liberal mayor has decided to let all the people, homeless people and everybody else on the subway. So I don't want those germs. So it goes beyond the virus for me. It's just, this is just me. I'm a health nut. But you have people who are so fearful. I don't want to go to work because someone might not, they probably didn't take the vaccine. Okay, you've taken all three and you still got sick. Andrew, you would not believe the number of people that I've spoken to who have had all the shots, flu shot, pneumonia shot, all this stuff, both vaccines and the booster, and they're looking for a fourth booster. If they say you got to take it, they'll be in line, and they've still gotten COVID. And in some cases, they're getting it for the second time.
Yeah, that's where I'm at on this vaccine right now. At first, I was just like, okay, the people who want it can take it, and just leave me alone. And then after seeing it for a while and you heard some of the original stats, I was like, okay, this is probably pretty good for older people or people with pre-existing conditions. At this point, I'm not even sure that's the case. I think this thing is absolutely worthless. I mean, you look at more people have died in 2021 than died in 2020. And if it really 70% of the country is vaccinated, something happened to make the virus a lot more deadly if that many people are dying that are supposedly unvaccinated. So I'm at the point where I don't think this vaccine has worked at all. I think it's a piece of garbage, and the media and everyone knows it by now, but they're still pushing it just so they can have something for Joe Biden to act like he's doing something about this virus. But I don't think this vaccine has any future whatsoever.
Andrew, you raise a very valid point. Now, I know some people would cringe and say, oh, but you can't say that. No, he's entitled because he's thinking. And when you think and you raise these questions, people will go back to the drawing board and say, wait a minute, maybe we didn't consider that. Something that's so simple and so basic. As I said before on our show, when we're doing the top 20 countdown, why is it that the first two vaccines are only lasting for 6 weeks apiece? So that's 12 weeks. And then you've got to take the booster. Why not just skip those and just take the booster? Because if those first two, if it's out of your system, you're not protected, why even go and take it and then take the booster? Is there something with the booster, a more of a punch that will protect you? See, if they were allow people to ask these questions and then they answer them, maybe there would be a comfort level. But when you're trying to shut down anything and don't talk about it, don't mention it. No, just take it. That's not right.
Exactly.
You can't do that. You have to allow people to ask the question, just like with the flu shot. So many people said, well, I don't want to take it because when I took it, I got sick. And I understand that perfectly. Many people have told me that as soon as I took it, I got sick. Well, what happened is that your immune system was already down. And when you took it, you've got to consider the time that you took it. Did you take it in the middle of the flu season, at the beginning, at the end? All of those variables have to be taken into consideration. Variables that we're not allowed to apply to this vaccine. Now, I go back to the Operation Warp Speed and how we got it so quickly. And as one of our guests said, Heather, she said she did her research, and so did I, and we both came to the same conclusion, is that they took down a lot of the red tape. A lot of the, you got to go here, you got to make sure this person signs up on it, and that person, they said, no, we don't need this. We've got to trust it. But what's sketchy about it is that you have Pfizer and Moderna that kept pushing it, and then they held it back before the election. And just as soon as the election was over, then they say, hey, we have a vaccine. Yeah, but you guys had already poo-pooed it, meaning the left, CNN, MSNBC, Washington Post, even Dr. Fraud. They all laughed when Trump said that we will have a vaccine really soon. And they all came out and said, oh, no, there's no way. You won't have one for 5 years. They all said it, pulled the tape. I'm going to pull the tape, and I'm going to play it for you on one of the shows, because they all said it. And then just as soon as it came out, they wanted to push people to take it because they wanted people to think that Joe came up with the idea, when in actuality, Joe did not. I mean, Joe even said that he was going to get rid of the vaccine. I'm going to get rid of it, not the vaccine, but the virus. I'm going to get rid of the virus as soon as I'm here. When Trump had said the vaccine or the responsibility of looking over COVID and the dissemination of the vaccine should be given to the states, everyone poo-pooed that. Oh, no, it's the federal government. When he said that the states should take care of how they're handling the COVID virus, people pushed back. He's crazy. He doesn't know what he's talking about. Even Joe said the same thing. I'm like, wait a minute. Aren't you guys aware of states' rights of the Constitution? And it's created that way so that the federal government, we would have some autocrat at the top like Joe Biden trying to instruct the states what to do. There's like a separation. But people forgot all about it, Andrew. They were like, no, this is Trump. Trump, he doesn't know what he's doing. That's the reason why he wants the states to take care of it. And then all at once, Andrew, in the middle of a governor's meeting with Biden, he admits and he says, the handling of this, it should be the states, not the federal government. The federal government can't do anything. Quiet as it's kept, the media said absolutely nothing of the about face. after a year of campaigning, attacking Trump, because Trump said it's up to the states, Joe turns around and says the exact same thing. No one says anything about it. And so that you won't think that I'm just lying and just making this up, we're going to play the tape for you. We're going to play the before with Joe attacking Trump, saying that the states, the federal government should be responsible, not the states. And then slowly he pivoted and admitted that it's up to the states to take care of it and not the federal government. Run the tape.
Tested, invested in rapid testing. I will take care of this. I will end this. I will make sure we have a plan. We need to scale up testing so anyone who needs one can get a test. After 10 months of the pandemic, we still don't have enough testing. It's a travesty. Seeing how tough it was for some folks to get a test this weekend shows that we have more work to do, and we're doing it. If I had, we'd known we would have gone harder, quicker if we could have. So look, there is no federal solution. This gets solved at a state level.
At a state level. After pontificating, Andrew, that it was a responsibility of the federal government, attacking President Trump, that, oh, there should be more testing. Who are the tests? What's going on? Okay, Joe, when Trump left office, he left a foundation for you to build on, for you to provide testing for everyone. Now, mind you, this thing hit in 2020, and Trump was trying to put it all together. In between being impeached, people working against him, including individuals in his own party like Liz Cheney and Adam Kissinger, he had the world at his back attacking him. Yet and still, there was no supply chain problem. People had food. But when he left behind Operation Warp Speed with vaccines. Vaccines that the left had poo-pooed on and said, oh, it's impossible. And now, with vaccines that are out there, more people, Andrew, have died of this China virus than have lived. Now, don't get me wrong. There are people that have kicked this thing in the butt. People that have never had a vaccine, they've kicked it in the butt. There have been people who, with the vaccine, have kicked it in the butt. But more people have died under President Biden of COVID with two vaccines and a booster. We're at 2022. You go outside of New York City on the streets and you will have long lines of people trying to get tested. In other states, California, long lines of people trying to get tested to see if they have the virus. But Biden knew about this in October. He was warned by the CDC. They told him, you need to start sending out tests to people. And he said, don't worry about it. I've got to go in. I've got to take my nap. I've got bigger things to take care of. I got to look at Jan 6. I got to make certain that there are still people coming in from the border. Now, no one has bothered to say, but the people that are coming in from the border illegally, they're not tested. Why aren't we testing them? But you know what they are doing, Andrew? In the wee hours of the night, they're putting them on planes and sending them to red states. Now, they're either sending them there because they want to increase the COVID numbers because these individuals haven't been tested and haven't been given the vaccine, or they're sending them there so that they can change the election outcomes. Hey, you decide. I'm just presenting to you the facts, things that are actually happening on the ground. But will they tell you about it? Absolutely not. They will make you think that everything is okay. But it's not okay. We have to ask the question and we have to keep asking until we get answers. We can't willy-nilly go in and say, hey, here I am. Do whatever you want to do without asking the question, Andrew, which is what they want us to do. Not ask the question because they think they have all the answers.
Yeah, and they don't care what the American people think, as you're saying here. You look at Dr. Fauci, it is clear that as many people that are going to get vaccinated have already gotten vaccinated under Dr. Fauci. I mean, at this point, if you haven't made your mind, or if you're not vaccinated, you're probably not going to get vaccinated unless if something crazy changes. But you look at Dr. Fauci, and people have completely tuned him out. And Joe Biden won't even listen to the criticism of the man. He acts like Dr. Fauci is God or something and above criticism. And so, yeah, they just do not even listen to the American people. Dr. Fauci, people like that are going to stick aboard no matter how bad this virus gets, and they don't even want to change things.
Not at all. They don't want to. Now, I want to play another clip from you, from the liberal media attacking the president over testing. Run the tape.
Administration keeps promising that more coronavirus tests are coming. I just don't understand why the federal government doesn't step up, Doc, and make testing more of a priority.
Trump is why it's almost impossible to get tested at all.
There you go. A year ago, complaining that President Trump wasn't providing testing for everyone. Now, again, he was in the throes of it. It had just come out. He was contacting different individuals to say, hey, this is what we need to do. And I never will forget when he had a meeting in the Rose Garden and he had all the pharmaceutical companies, all these other companies, scientific companies that would produce testing, saying, we're going to work together and we're going to make certain that we get rid of this thing. Toward the end of his presidency, it was all in place, Andrew, and they presented it to Biden, the resident of the White House, and said, hey, here you go. Fast forward, 2022, no testing. What is the media saying? Absolutely nothing. They can't be bothered with it now because they want to give Joe a leg up. We should be out in the streets protesting and saying, what the heck are you doing? Why are you in Delaware? Oh, well, he's working in Delaware and he's talking to Putin. As you said, Andrew, that was staged. I want to read out as to what was said. Why isn't anyone asking for a readout? Every time President Trump had a meeting, we want a readout. And of course, he would comply. He said, you know, we don't do this, but give it to them. And once they got it, they didn't know what they were looking at. And then they lied and said, oh, he was trying to work with the Ukrainians and he was doing this. Well, okay, now the Ukrainians are at a crisis. After Hunter Biden has probably used them for millions and millions of dollars, and no one has said anything, no one wants to read out. We could be on the verge of a war, no one knows. You got China sitting back laughing at us. When was the last time anyone questioned China and said, we need to know what the numbers are in China? But yet and still, Andrew, we're marching toward the Olympics in China. And everyone's laughing, oh, we're going to the Olympics. China has eyesights on Taiwan. You have the NFL, the NBA saying that Taiwan is a part of China. Really? But this is how they roll. They don't care about Americans. When you look at the role of China and you look at what they have and what they're doing, they have all of our antibiotics. We discussed this once before. Those masks that you're putting on, a lot of them came from China. Why aren't we opening up shops here in America? But we're going to trust China, the country that gave us this virus? Look at Cook, the CEO of Apple, with side deals with China to make even more iPhones there. Really? But they gave us the virus. But we can't criticize them. What is going on in this country? All of our manufacturing jobs are in China, the country that gave us the virus. What? You'd be hard pressed to find anything made here in America. And when I do see it, Andrew, I jump on it nonstop. I'm like, I want it. Mike Lindell, people don't like him. Okay, fine. You don't like his politics. Very patriotic man. His pillows are made here in America. If we were to shut down and say we don't have anything else to do with China, who would be able to make a lot of this stuff here? Where are our factories? Now, maybe we'd be able to open up some of the old car factories and start it. We need to start looking at our people and saying we need to utilize them. We got to stop depending on China, because China has given us a bill of sale. They have given us a gift that is very insidious and is killing our people. Fentanyl made in China, smuggled through Mexico, and then come into the United States. Then we have our children that are dying. But we're busy about teaching our kids about CRT and that Black people have been so oppressed all these years. And oh my God, we've already talked about it. We knew that that happened, but this is 2022 and it's a lot better off now than it was then. But if you're not careful, the left will take us back to that, Andrew, by saying white people are bad, they're evil, they're this and they're that, and you can't get anywhere. And Black people need their space. We don't need to be around them. Wait, what kind of sense does that make? You need your space? You want to separate? But that's what the segregationists wanted in the 60s. They wanted Blacks to have their space and whites to have their space. So now Blacks want to go back to that? And we're using the virus as a ruse? Look at the governor of New York. She's saying, well, we're going to look at the testings and the kits that are going out, and we're going to prioritize non-whites. Okay, so Black people make up 12% of the population. Let's say non-whites make up 20% of the population. So what happens to the other 80% if they become infected? Because the 20% out there, we already know that they don't control a lot according to the left. So if that 80% falls off, what happens to the economy? No one is thinking about that. We just want to make a safe space for them. For the non-whites. We want to make certain that they get theirs. Does that not seem like discrimination and segregation? And all of this is happening under the rules of the virus, and this is how we're going to change things. We will look back in history, and if we don't have a few good men and women to stand up, we will be embarrassed, because this is how we will fall. Look at the Roman Empire. We will fall flat on our faces if we don't stand up and call out China and tell them, we know that you did it and you need to pay for the crime. And Dr. Fauci is allowing the barbarians to come in through the gate. Not too long ago, we heard that there was a professor at Harvard, a spy, spying for China. Quiet as it's kept. I don't trust Dr. Fauci. He and his mad team of mad scientists, it all goes back to China and them wanting world dominance. We should cancel the Winter Olympics and say, nope, we're not going to China, forget it. We're not doing it, because you are responsible for this virus. Oh, we just want our moment in time and we want these kids to compete. They've been training all their lives. Okay, they'll have another opportunity. It's better we do it now, cancel it, than to let them go there and bring in another strand of viruses. I mean, we're so concerned about shutting things down. Why don't we shut that down? Why put our people in harm's way? Meanwhile, we're just creating all this chaos in the country, in the United States. We got border problems, inflation. The left is still pushing this incendiary Build Back Better. Andrew, have you seen a Build Back Better cap?
I haven't.
No. Why not? They're so angry about Make America Great Again. I remember one commentator on CNN saying that, oh, when I see it, I just see racism. Why? It's a cap. It's a hat.
I thought you were referring to the amount of money they spend in the bill. I haven't seen a cap for that either.
Hey, you never know. But if there is, why don't they just put, why hasn't some liberal, and you know, they control just about everything that's out there. Why haven't they reached out to China and said, hey, make us a couple of Build Back Better caps? Surely if they were to make that and then send it around, people would start wearing it and then it would catch on. You would think that Biden would go to rallies and have Build Back Better. But yeah. No, he doesn't go to rallies. The only thing he goes to are those small little intimate meetings so that no one can ask him a question, so that he could start off talking about, we got to protect ourselves with the virus, and then he'll lose his mask. And then when it's time for questions and answers, get him out of here. He can't talk because he's too forgetful. But certainly he would want to throw out a Build Back Better cap like Trump used to do with Make America Great Again.
It'll be interesting to see if he goes to the well one more time with Build Back Better in 2022 and tries to get it passed again. I think it's unlikely. I think it's pretty much dead at this point. But as you said, it doesn't seem like he's ready to stop trying.
He's not ready to stop trying, and he's going to push and push. I mean, you have AOC, who's vacationing in Florida, as we said, with her white boyfriend. Not that there's anything wrong with it, because people are people. But according to the left, we just have to hold them accountable. According to the left, there's something wrong with it. And that just goes back to what I was saying when I opened up about right conservatives, right news organizations calling them out, because they should call her out on that and say, they should open up saying, AOC, Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, was spotted in Florida having a martini without a mask on with her significant other who happens to be white, whom they say is an oppressor. There's nothing wrong with speaking the truth. Why wouldn't they say that? The left would say it about the right. So because these right organizations won't say it, I will say it. AOC was spotted in Florida, a red state, a state that she has criticized, because the governor refused to shut down. She was spotted there drinking a martini with an oppressor, a white oppressor.
Did you see her response to that on social media?
Oh, what was her response?
Her response was, I'd like to find exactly it here.
Because I'm sure she said something that made absolutely no sense. I mean, considering that it was AOC.
Yeah, it's one of the most egotistical things you'll ever hear in your life. She said, if Republicans are mad, they can't date me. They can just say that instead of projecting their sexual frustrations onto my boyfriend. They're creepy weirdos. So this horse face woman thinks it's because everyone wants to have sex with her is why we're bashing her. Talk about clueless.
Well, remember, she said that on Jan 6, they were after her. They were saying, where is she? Where is she? Okay, and now she's saying that they want to have sex with her. Okay, I don't find her attractive. I saw a boyfriend. He could stand to be on a diet. And I mean, that's it. So are you serious? Do you actually think people are sitting up with hard on for you? I don't think so. They're just looking at the contradiction that you're giving. I mean, you are a walking, talking personification of someone who contradicts himself. And she's only in her 30s. She's as dumb as a rock.
Yeah.
She should be called out, like I said, Andrew, plain and simple.
Yeah, exactly. I've never heard that one before from a politician. Thank you for joining us tonight on After Dark with Rob and Andrew. Check us out and all the other shows over at AmericaOutLoud.com. You can also find America Out Loud on iHeartRadio, Spotify, Stitcher, or wherever you download your podcast. We're on over 20 different platforms, so you can find us everywhere. We'll see you guys next time. And remember, stand for something or you will fall for nothing.